Hi, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 12th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, One Master, Too Many. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get it started here in 3, 2, 1, go! One Master, Too Many was the 12th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on May 12, 2008. Written by David Garber and directed by Mike Smith.
More than nice. Theo and Lily are rocking the loft. Come to think of it, RJ, when am I getting a new master? A new weapon?
You have a master. Me. And your weapon is you. Stop worrying about what you don't have and concentrate on what you're doing.
And what is it that I'm doing?
Well, you're standing on a bunch of books. Did his book say you can't put that on a pizza? Because I like that.
You're doing well, student.
What do you mean he's doing well? You're breaking his spirit, not training him.
How dare you?
I will not stand by.
Silence!
Daishin, it takes not only physical stamina to master my technique, but also it takes a strong will. I am pleased to say you have both.
It is hard, but the day the Rangers are defeated, all the pain will be worth it.
Yes, and perhaps by the time you finish training, the Rangers won't even be around to bother you. I've brought an old warrior of mine to spice things up for the Rangers while we train.
And what will he do?
He will open a hole in the ocean floor that will cause total devastation.
RJ, can I ask you something? Six horses, a toilet plunger, and a wireless mouse.
Huh?
Sorry, I thought that might be the answer to your question. Go ahead.
I know this is a...
Okay.
Muscle pulls or sore like in subjects I don't want to talk about. You trust me, right?
Yeah, sure. You're my parshwar master.
Then why do you want another?
Stay calm.
Wait, let's check it out!
RJ, we'll talk about this when I get back, okay?
That's not good.
Come on, guys!
Wow, no, that's not good at all. Uh-oh.
But first, I have a little welcoming party for you.
Jungle fans!
Once again, Casey, with the least amount of training of anybody, and without any of these fancy new weapons, is going up against the main villain, while these two are using the new weapons to take out the foot soldiers. Okay.
Hey,
Oh, this seems to be new. Yeah, guess who Tracy? Guess who Casey's new master's gonna be? That was actually pretty cool. Hey, that was really cool. We're just gonna let the bad guys leave. It'll be fun.
My new master.
Can I get you something to eat? Or drink? Not necessarily. Maybe he'll teach someone else.
I found my new master.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, that's new.
Things are where I want them.
Yes, so I see. Potato chips, dirty socks, comic books. All the tools of a great master.
I like things my way. It shouldn't affect you.
Of course it affects me. Everything you do reflects on me. You're my son.
Yes, that I am. What's it been? 6, 7 years since we last spoke?
That was your doing, if I remember.
Well, let's not get into it.
All I ever wanted was to teach you the ways of your father, my father's father, and so on.
Can we drop it? I know why you're here.
I hate to break up this reunion, but I was just wondering if you had some time to train me.
Sure, I'll be right with you.
No. I'm your dad, Master Finn.
Oh, dang.
Until he was finished.
We would have succeeded if that Pai Shua master hadn't shown up.
This new master means the Rangers will be even stronger.
It will be harder to complete our mission.
But not impossible. Crustaceo, you have the power to take over someone's body. I suggest you use it.
Yes.
Get back to the ocean floor.
This time I will protect him.
No. You need to prove yourself.
Faster, Casey, faster! You'll never master the shark technique at half speed.
I'm trying!
Oh, that looked painful.
Are you spinning or is it just me?
Soon you will know everything there is to know about the shark technique.
Master, I won't disappoint you.
No. No one likes to be disappointed. And hopefully, these won't disappoint you.
Shark savers. Slam.
You'll get the real ones when you master the technique.
Teach me.
Because these are better than those sticks he was using? Okay. Looks like he's high.
To visualize a positive future for me to live in.
Does that work?
Is my dad gone?
No.
And it's not working. I don't know. Maybe I have to get used to losing Casey.
You're not losing him. Lily and I have new masters, but we're still with you. If you ask me, the same thing...
he didn't, so zip it.
No, it's okay to talk.
Good. Look, RJ, you mean a lot to Casey. To all of us. You're not losing Casey just because your dad's teaching him.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm letting old baggage get to me. I'm still Casey's master.
RJ, your dad is the bomb. He started teaching me the shark sabers. Whoa, amazing. I never thought I could do stuff like that.
I'm glad you're so happy.
Let's not get carried away. Casey, you're not helping anything at all. Before you can truly
master the shark sabers. I know, I know. RJ, how come you never took on your dad's skills? It was something I said, wasn't it? I'll go find him. RJ? Are you here? RJ!
Good lord, he went all the way to the beach?
Will we do?
You'll do just fine. Juggle Beast! Bust out my new moves with the spirit of the shark, Shark Sabers.
He's mastered it already? He said he hadn't. Oh, that was floppy. That was also Bindi. Well, you missed. That was terrible. But at least he's huge. Okay, this is going too fast. What's going on here? Oh, this one comes with lights. Oh, the sharks attacking them. That's interesting. Oh, well, that was easy enough.
I failed. Where's Casey?
He went to find RJ and tell him about the fight.
I see. You fought a great battle, but I let you down. I let Casey down. You had to fight my spirit sword.
That wasn't your fault. Things happen.
Yes, but not to me.
Oh, that's what's going on. Okay. And we still haven't defeated the monster yet, so there you go.
You're not doing too well.
Depends how you look at it. What if the purpose was to avoid the hat?
Oh, then I'd say you're doing great. You see the fight? We won.
Yes, you did. But at what cost? My dad's spirit sword was turned against you. He makes mistakes. He's not perfect, you know.
Yeah, who is? Oh, I get it. You're not just talking about the last battle.
He never got over my wanting to find my own animal spirit. All he knew was to work me over and over into the shark technique.
He wanted me. Did you see the video on the TV? That's the often used footage of a planet rising up from behind another one, such as from the very first episode of Power Rangers. That's not. They also used it for just about any other alien planet they went to for a while there. Including the first episode of In Space when they go to the Sumerian planet.
Wow. Nice skip, huh? You know how RJ taught me that? By ironing his shirts. Go figure. The guy's a little off center, but his training really works.
Yes. He is good at what he does.
What's this? A Paishwa master teaching his students how to feel sorry for themselves. Very unbecoming and very vulnerable. Attack!
Ready? Ready! Jungle Beast! Spirit unleashed! Shark Sabers!
Careful what you ask for, Ranger. You could be disappointed.
Come on!
Well, would you look at that? They used some Sentai footage in a fight. Oh, this isn't going well, is it?
Shark Sabers combine.
Wait, they can do that?
Not even close.
I can't tell if the monster guy is dodging or if we're actually getting, like, a very sliced monster. I think RJ's gonna go help. Oh, this time it'll work. Sweet.
sure about that. You mess with my dad, you mess with me.
He's strong, RJ.
So am I.
Oh, good job, guys. Oh, here we go. That worked. Oh, come on, RJ, you can do this. Maybe not. Okay, that was cool. Oh, I think that's the first time we've seen the wolf, right? Yeah.
I always like to leave my enemies with a confusing thought. The wolf, huh? I'm sorry, Dad. It's who I am.
Yeah, I can see. You make an old shark very proud, son.
Aww. You just learned how to make pizza? Working together. Kind of a
father-son project. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, I would never have known what a good son and what a fine master RJ's become.
It seems the wolf is mightier than the lion. Wasn't it mostly like Daishi thing, not the Rangers? They don't seem to be quite as good as continuing, like, the serial pacing of last season. But they're trying, darn it. They are trying. Okay, so Casey had a ways to go to master the shark swords or whatever, and then never got any more training. So is he going to get more now, or what's going on with that? That's weird. Also, it was cool to see RJ's wolf. Was that the first time? I don't think we saw it before. Maybe the first episode. I don't remember. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the first of a two-part series, Ghost of a Chance. Until then, I hope you all have a good one, and
may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Genka, Genka, Kageki.